Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the weekly report. The January 6th show trials threaten all of us. The recent felony conviction and 8 months prison sentence of January 6th protester Paul Hoskins is an affront to any notion of justice. It is a political charge and a political verdict by a political court. Every American, regardless of political persuasion, should be terrified of a court system so beholden to politics instead of justice. We've seen this movie before, and it does not end well. Worse than this miscarriage of justice is the despicable attempt by the prosecutor in the case to label Hoskins, who has no criminal record and was accused of 2 violent crimes, a terrorist. As journalist Michael Tracy recently wrote, Special Assistant U.S. Attorney Mona Sedley declared Hoskins a terrorist in the court proceedings, not for committing any terrorist act, not for any act of violence, not even for imagining a terrorist act. Sedley wrote in her sentencing memo, quote, "The government recognizes that Hoskins did not personally engage in or expose a violence property destruction." She added, "We concede that Mr. Hoskins is not under the legal definition of a domestic terrorist," close quote. Yet Hoskins should be considered a terrorist because the actions he took entering the Senate to take a photo of himself occurred during an event that the court is framing in the context of terrorism. That goes beyond a slippery slope. He is not a terrorist because he committed a terrorist act, but because somehow the context of his actions was, in her words, imperiling democracy. In other words, Hoskins deserved enhanced punishment because he committed a thought crime. The judge on the case, Randolph Moss, admitted as much. In carrying a Trump flag into the Senate, he said Hoskins was declaring his loyalty to a single individual over the nation. As Tracy pointed out, while 8 months in prison is a ridiculous long sentence for standing on the floor of the People's House and taking a photograph, it is also a ridiculously short sentence for a terrorist. If Hoskins is really a terrorist, shouldn't he be sent away for longer than 8 months? The purpose of the Soviet show trials was to create an enemy that the public could collectively join in hating and blaming for all the failures of the system. The purpose was to turn one part of the population against the other part of the population and demand they be canceled. And it worked very well for a while. In a recent article, libertarian author Jim Bovard quoted from Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago about how average people turned out to demand justice for the state's designated political enemies. There were universal meetings and demonstrations, including even school children. It was the newspaper march of the millions, and the roar rose outside the windows of the corruption in the courtroom. Death, death, death. While we are not quite there yet, we are moving in that direction. Americans being sent to prison, not for what they did, but for what they believe. Does that sound like the kind of America we really want to live in? While many Biden backers are enjoying seeing the hammer come down on pro-Trump, non-violent protesters, they should take note. The kind of totalitarian justice system they are cheering on will soon be coming for them. It always does. Thanks for listening.